Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
For this last segment of Mom Talk Radio, I am joined by Dr. Jim Taylor, who is the author of his latest book, Raising Generation Tech. And this is a really, really relevant and important topic for any parent or caregiver. It's all about how we're handling technology with our children. Dr. Jim Taylor is a PhD. He's the author of, a prolific author, I should say, of 13 books, including Your Children Are Listening, 9 Messages They Need to Hear from You, and Positive Pushing, How to Raise a Successful and Happy Child. But his latest book, Raising Generation Tech, is going to be talking all about technology and children and how we can, I could say, protect our kids. Right, Dr. Taylor?
Well, protect and prepare are my two key words in that capacity.
Okay. So you talk about internet addiction in the book. Research indicates that it's has similar effects as addictions to drugs, alcohol, and gambling.
Yes. Early on, the concern was that the connection to the internet the kids have these days as digital natives, which is psychological, and it was simply the world they were growing up in. But some new research has shown that it has profound neurochemical effects, very similar to those that are related to addiction to gambling, drugs, and alcohol.
Wow. So what else, what are the other, I know the whole book is relevant, but hot topics that you can talk about in the book?
Well, one of the big ones that I address is on self-identity. And self-identity may be the most important thing children need to develop to become successful, happy, kids, people who have a meaning and value in their lives. And what's happened is with self-identity is that technology and popular culture are causing an externalization of self-identity, where kids are no longer developing a self-identity, but their identity is being imposed upon them by technology and by popular culture.
Through Facebook, or in this case, I know my 10-year-old's, I would say, addicted to Instagram.
Exactly. Whether it's through apps on phones, to Facebook, to YouTube, kids have very strong needs to be accepted, to feel worthwhile, and to feel attractive. And so what's happening is kids, because of their constant connection to social media and other forms of technology and popular culture, they are shaping their self-identity to meet the needs and expectations that are held out there in cyberspace. Mm-hmm. And so kids are not becoming, it's not really self-identity anymore so much as manufactured identity to gain that acceptance and that self-worth.
Interesting. So what can we as parents do to, how do we either reverse that trend or stem it before it happens, that kind of thing?
Sure. Two key things. I want to say, first of all, that I'm not anti-technology. I'm actually a tech geek, and I'm immersed in technology to a great degree. I also have two young daughters. And the first thing, most basic and the obvious one that we always hear, is to set limits, is to make sure that technology use is a privilege, not a right, and that it's not the dominant force in children's lives. I think technology is a wonderful tool for kids and for people to gain information, to connect in so many wonderful ways. But when it becomes the dominant force in children's lives, and these days it is becoming that dominant force, that's where problems arise. So setting clear limits. Also, for being good role models. Many parents have become addicts themselves to technology. So when they're out for walks with their kids, they're checking their phone, they're making calls, they're on the internet during dinner.
And that's true.
Parents need to set a good example.
So when we talk about parents setting the example, we have to put our own phone down during dinner. And I see plenty of it, too. Even when I'm at the park, the mom is sitting on the bench checking her, phone, and the children are playing, which I know when you go to the park, sometimes that's a break for mom. But when it comes to social media, children are more of the experts now than parents. So how can parents, act? I think you're saying we have to actively learn social media and how to use it.
Absolutely. Parents are digital immigrants, and we need to become informed about how technology works, the websites kids are using, the video games they're playing, because if they don't, then they're going to be left behind. Kids are not going to turn to them for guidance in any way. So setting limits, being well-informed, being healthy role models, also recognizing that technology and popular culture don't generally send healthy messages to kids. but that's the world they grew up in. So what parents need to do is make sure they counterbalance those experiences, those messages, with real-life, meaningful human experiences.
Excellent. Which excellent means, advice. So where can we find Raising Generation Tech?
You can go to my website, www.drjimtaylor.com, drjimtaylor.com. And I'm, of course, I'm on Amazon and as well as all the major bookstores.
Wonderful. It's good. It's going to be right on my Amazon list next. So thank you so much, Dr. Taylor, for joining us.